sir.
Yeah, they don't know exactly what to call the series about that. I'm not sure if they call it Chinuch Atzmi. To call it Tzmichas Adam. Talk a little bit about the mentions. But one thing we're definitely going to deal with, something rather, even here when we started the Vadim, I think about a year ago, we gave a short series of Vadim about it, and now we're going to address many of the same Nekudas, but from a certain angle. We're going to talk a little bit about certain things in the Vadim we give certain Nekudas, we try to be Madgish. A lot of times we don't point them out straight out. We'll talk a little bit about, you know, the different Mahalchim of how to work on yourself, that's it, you know. And we pointed out, I think, then also that it is like a phenomenon, actually what I like to call a phenomenon. That, you know, the Shini Hadaris. Can you stop that? It seems to be an idea that there's a ribui beside people who are interested in hearing and working on themselves in all kinds of areas, and beside people who are giving shmuzin in all kinds of areas. It starts from every age group, from kids, to who knows when. It starts from these women and these ladies, and the shmuzin from every single type of area that you have. The guy before he's married, after he's married, between the first and second day, and the third and fourth day, and you go through these people giving shmuzin in every single topic. The people are listening. People want to hear. Obviously, people want to hear. But we spoke about the phenomenon is it seems to be that real changes. How many people are we producing? How many gets less and less throughout the years. The Mashmoy's advarim is it's not only your busa. Feel like there is so shvach that although there's so many people giving him such an interest, it seems to be that it's part of the trend. It goes above. Spoke a little about it, then we're going to touch on certain nekudas, but we want to address that. There seems to be a fundamental nekuda in avodah that most people are making. People are interested in certain avodah. There's a fundamental mistake. Obviously, more fundamental mistakes. It's come out of Klal Gadol life. It's not stam a misconception people have. That's the start. That has to do with the lack of koiches. People don't have the koiches. That's them to recorrect themselves. To correct themselves in the end of that way. Rather, the sefer shel davar, as far as has to do with you, it's the others. We have less koiches. But at the end of the day, it seems to be people are making a tremendous mistake in their approach and how they work on things. So this is one of the things we want to discuss, but we're going to do it through a series, opening up a sugya, and through that sugya, hopefully we're going to touch a little bit on this, at least part of the mistakes that people are going to make. We might will say that it seems to be an ardor, an Adam, something called an Adam the grace is ach. And I'll say Adam Rishon. It's sheer kaimu, but we say for Adam at Seifa, it's entirely. And for Noah, the answer dealt. His brother was Mamayitim. But his true was, we took the mesh. Today, we took the mesh. We made him a great claim. Mamish this big. Mamish made this big. Mamish made a tiny, minuscule midget. A mesh is a giant. And we made him as a. We'll see as soon as that's an example. Mamish made him. Mamish. They said, it was up to Rabbi Isa. Shalom of five home. Shiva of Shayashim, once in a sukkah, and a person, the secular person entered a sukkah. And he saw a wall in a picture, I don't remember now which day, picture of the day from pre-war Europe. And so he asked him, who are those people? You know, who are those people? So he said, He said, oh, no, that's a group, that's a certain species that existed. It's a certain species that existed before pre-Europe, ever since it's been. Come on, totally extinct. Call them people. What's he saying? So what he's saying is, we think an Adam Gadol is a person. And this Adam Gadol, he made himself into something beyond a person. He added on, he took himself into Mamad HaTev. No. Adam Gadol is someone Pashat who maximized what a human being is. That's what he did. That's what Adam Gadol is. Adam Gadol was Pashat. He was Pashat human. He was a mensch. He maximized, totally utilized, he made himself to be out a full one. Full on, that's what Adam looked. Today, what we have, that's what he was saying, today, Pashat is the midget. That's not young. Look around, that's not right. So we want to touch on a little bit. Which Nakuda, it's obviously a kind of line of Nakuda. I want to touch on some Nakuda there. I will look at where we minimize the mention. So, part of the things I'm going to talk about a little bit is a musik of something called Chinuch. It's a very famous verse in the Altos Lobotka. The Altos Lobotka is a pshat, a pasuk. Just the banner of all Chinuch. Chanoich ledar, lenar, al pi darkoi. Kam ki yazkim liyosim yimen. The Altos Lobotka is a pshat is, the pasuk pshat is, give them chinuch so they'll never turn from it. The Alter Rebbe said, Gam ki yaskim liyosim yimenu mi lechanich. That's the pshat. It's not the pshat that he's going to hold on to the chinuch he gave him. He's going to continue to be mechanich himself. You mechanich him in the Zahar Oifin, that he'll realize that the mechanich in Lebanon is that a person has to be constantly mechanich himself. He'll realize that a person has to be mechanich zich. State in the Alter Rebbe, the chinuch is not only for your kids. The chinuch is for yourself. And that's the way you grow. Right? We want to work on something. We want to work on tefillah. We want to do. You have to mechanech yourself to tefillah. You want to work on asmah. You have to mechanech yourself to asmah. What is chinuch? So there's a Rashi in this parasha. There's another Rashi. Someone else in Chumash the same thing. Rashi, this is the dictionary. Rashi uses the dictionary type of thing. No one asks you what's chinuch. It's a Rashi. It's a Rashi. Rashi, Yudal. The pasuk says the yorek is chanicho. Rashi says. Chenichoi, zeli yezesh chon chon mitzvah. Who loshen has cholas knisa sa adam, or kli leumnis shu osed lamibo. It's the cholak knisa sa adam to something that is osed lamibo. Person's gonna have a matzah or a stance that is osed lamibo. Can have a chifetz also, and chukas and mizbeach. It's the cholas knisa sa adam to shtel mevek. For that matzah that he's also not. The question is, in other words, it means chinuch is not for now. Chinuch is not for now. Chinuch is to do something now that's concentrating on the future of matzah. It's concentrating, that's prayers are to shtel a person of a future matzah. Shaila is, the moment is how you do that. In other words, a person does something now, you perform that. Where is the mokum in the mensch? You're working on the mensch and a mokum that's going to have, can be mashpia, hashved. So, what we want to show, open up, we want to show that when we, there's a mensch, there's a grace, there's a being called a mensch, it's a creature, we're one of them. And he has many, 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 many layers in the mensch. And unfortunately, all of us, we concentrate only on the most superficial, mamash, the surface layer of the mensch. And that's what we look at, and that's what we concentrate. And like I give the shmooze 25 times, and afterwards we'll still do the same thing. Unless you're working yourself very much in acres. End of the day, what we look at is the outer layer of the person. But there's a whole inner layer of a person. If you want to, we're going to give it to a name, a little bit of havana. And that's the chilek of a person. You have to get to know what you're mechanic. I'm going to give it to you right now. It's a tear attack on Chinuch Elam. Saying, hey, it's not. Chinuch Elam is a whole passion, but I want it. It's a beautiful tear, and then we bring it back to ourselves. Beautiful tear. Chinuch, say from Chinuch, I just came out. Tell over my son. One of the Chinuch Mumche, we bought a case. He said, this is a real job. I'm this kid. He doesn't listen to anybody. He's a marriage, you know. You try to see what you can do. Anyways, the case comes to the kid. And the first thing he does, he asks him his name. As soon as he said his name, the light went off in his head. He remembers that name somewhere. He's shaking his head. He remembers. A few years before, a bunch of years before, he used to have workshops with his parents. Workshops. Okay. A lot of times he would mishtatef to tzibur. And he remembers the name of his father. He was in one of the groups. And they were talking. His father was boasting about his chinuch. And this father was boasting about his chinuch. And he said, my son, everyone knows. And it seemed to be the one of a few parents that were members of classmates of his. Everyone knows he's moifetz. He's an example of an obedient kid. He says everything. He's the perfect kid. He does learning exactly what he's supposed to. It seemed like he was listening right also. But the point was, he listened. He was a kid. He was mushmat. He listened to everything he did. I tell him I don't have to fight with him. He listens. He said, no, I don't have problems with chiddush. He said, I'll give you a mashal. He said, just a few, last week. He said, also, I want to mechazek and tefillah. My love tefillah v'sikhe. I told my son, I want down to me. I told him, I gave him a shul, 10 minutes, and that's a mile of a second. The next day, I think it was a 12-year-old kid or something, the next day, he said, yeah, I need to feel this for a second. He remembered all these things. Well, I said, looked at the kid today. The kid went through the gula institution. He didn't look like, whatever, couldn't tell he was Jewish, that's for sure. Whatever. So he says over there, they're obviously Nakudas in the game, they're like, I want this on Nakudas. It says over here that what the father did something that has absolutely no shaykhs to chinuch. The father was never mechanech. All those years, ever was, a bunch of years, maybe 7 to 13, I don't know exactly now, when he went off. But a certain amount of years that he was acting very perfectly, he was not mechanech, and his lashon was, he was kofiyah. Very important, what does it mean to say? Kofiyah doesn't mean always. This is very important. I'm not giving a case. An example of abuse. Kfiyah doesn't necessarily mean physical kfiyah. Many times it means that you're afraid the father's going to scream at you. Many times it means you're afraid, pashut, many kids, children, all of their fathers. Pashut, it's the pashut frown, or it's the smile that they're looking at, they need pashut to exist. The tzanashaviyah of kfiyah is that a person's doing something not because he wants, not because anything inside is telling him to do. He knows this is what he has to do. The child, the fact, and this is what he says, be careful, the fact that the child listened right away to everything you said is a raya. You can give examples why, that there's no question in the world that every single thing he told his son, that every single thing he kept on doing right away, there was never any istagmas. And it was right that the whole entire time, everything he was doing, nothing was coming from inside. Nothing was coming from inside. Everything was coming from the outside. That has no shaykhs techinch. Nothing, no shaykhs techinch. And here's a key word. What the father was concentrating on was execution. Most people, instead of being mechanech, what they want is, they want execution. My child has to daven, to be in shul from this time to this time. He has to learn, do his homework from this time to this time. He has to put on his tzitzis, he has to put on his tefillin, he has to put on this. That is their matara. Matara is execution. Execution. Yeah? That has nothing to do with him. Zero. No shaykh lechem. Maybe look good, maybe make you feel like you're doing a good job, but there's no shaykh. No shaykh stachem. Let's take the example of getting up and seeking. There are things in a person that make it hard for him to get up. There are kaychas in a person that make him hard to get up. You tell him the maila of tzidus haseikim. He's listened to you in one day. The fact that he was able to listen to one day is, it can't be that he worked to be misgaber on his yitzhar of atzlus. He worked on to be misgaber on his yitzhar of atzlus already then. He didn't work on it. Chinuch would be to concentrate on the inner layers of the person that are deterring him from getting up from shachris. Yeah, that's chinuch. Again, we're not talking about, obviously it's much more difficult, it's much harder. You have to learn how to do that, it's a long process. It's automatically, that's what we're discussing, that's safe over there. And it's automatically a long process, it's never immediate. The outer layer of a person which executes is an outer layer of a person which he does. That's the chinuch of the person that is moitzi el hapoel, it's the end of the machine. It's moitzi el hapoel. That's the chinuch of the person that's moitzi el hapoel. Right? That you could touch, you program it, it goes in, it comes out right away. That could come out right away. But the inner chinuch of the person, in order to affect it, and affect the change, and do something with it, develop it, it's a long process. It doesn't go right away. You have to deal, you have to change around what's going on. This person, this seer, that really said, the father totally missed the boat. And he was an innocent father. Many parents do. They totally, they missed it. And granted, this has nothing to do with us. In his case, When you do it, it always works that way. Because when for a long time, when someone's doing something on the outside and inside, you're going to feel it can always backfire. It can always jump backfire like it did over there. That's not necessarily what it does. The point we want to be here, we want the tzir, is that there's a tzir of somebody executing. You could do something. 5 years, you could do something executing. You could be doing something. And we think we have an Adam. Adam there. There's an Adam there. That's not Adam. That's not Adam. That's a machine. That's a machine. The inside of the person, which is really conveyed where the person was, the whole time was nowhere there. It wasn't there. It wasn't there. Ganesh was there. Precarious. Don't mean he was going like that. That's bullshit. What is that? What is that? The inner layer we're talking about. What is that inner layer? There's many ways to say it. The way we want to show all of that. We want to show all of that. And this is going to be the same of the Vada. We're going to speak about that. This is the way we want to show all of that. There's many different ways. How do you think we want to work out? Again, Maran Tai says, is the Adam like Eitz HaSadah? Zatim Hashem Kedush HaGadus. The Gemara here is comparing, is learning, the Pasuk is comparing the person to Eitz HaSadah. Rashi and Chumash says not like, Masha says, Masha explains, the Gemara held it. It's not like Rashi. The Gemara held it, it's comparing it to them. The Gemara asks, the Adam Eitz HaSadah. The Gemara says, Ella, in Talmud Chacham Hagen, who play Chalei Seva Leiteches. Telling you, if you have a Rebbe, you see a Talmud Chacham who's Hagen, make sure you eat his peris, and you eat his Leiteches. The point I want from this Gemara, the Gemara says clearly, that the Pasuk, the Adam Eitz HaSadah, is saying, that a person dissipates. Starting from what I saw, starting from the Rana also talks about it, starting from later by the Muslim, the Alton Kelm, you know, Biruchim, Volga, all Marachimists, they all say, maybe we'll see a little bit of the words, the Himshah, the Ravadim, they all say, they all boy, and the Miyasid, and Voidus HaOdom, he's supposed to work on himself, but there's the reason it's. This is the key, this is the Mafteach of the Avoidus, the person that puts this. A person's name, a person that will pass. Mention this commands. He's not a robot. He's not a computer. What's the difference between an ace and a computer and a robot? There's a lot of differences. We're going to work on the different cities. But the Aleph base is that an ace, first of all, it grows from the field. It doesn't grow on the outside. You don't see what's on the outside, you just see the terrace. What's really bringing the whole tzimicha is the garden that's deep, deep, deep down in the ground. That's one. Bays and apes you can't force. You can't just program it like this. It grows by itself. What you could do is, you could nurture it. You put the seed there, yeah. The seed's got to be implanted. It's got to hold, it's got to be niklat. It's got to be niklat, I would say. In English, maybe cultivated. It needs to be cultivated. And then you got to nurture it. You have to take it, weed it. You got to maybe rip or water it. You got to do certain things to let it grow. But you can't force it. You can't just say, you know, do this and do this and do this and that. It grows. You have to try to create the right matzah to let it grow in the right way. A mensch is a mensch. There's a lot of parallels in mensch. Marshall also talking about them before, the godless of another. One of the godlesses of another. You want to check if it's similar for another. A computer, you'll never have anything you can put inside a computer. Computer, you're programming. Nothing's in a computer you can put in. This is an X. You have to program. I don't know anything about computer. That much I know. Nothing's going to come out of a computer unless you put it in program. It's partial. But an eight is not like that. An eight, it starts with the garret, and the produce is 1,000 times more. How does that happen? That's the correct way. How does that happen? I can't math. It starts with a tiny seed, thousands of pears, and not only that, and those pears are more seeds. And more trees, and there is, and there is, and there is, and there is, and there is. And Adam Gadol is like that. Adam Gadol, he'll do things, and he'll say Svaris, the mice and toivim, and Svaris that you have no idea where it came from. Where did this person, where did it come from? I don't know. I have no idea. Where did Ali Shar, Sefer Ali Shar, where did it come from? Well, even a little bit I know that. Where did that Sefer come from? I have no idea. I can't tell you. No, the answer is, that's your Sefer Adam. That's your Sefer Adam. Adam is much bigger than what you put into it. You put it in something, it sits, it connects to them, and also it sprouts something at that time. That time, man. A person would do a mice toy, but you don't know how could you even do that. It sprouts. An Adam is an eitz, and the mokum, his mokum that is kedar really is bifnim. That's one akuda, but the good is he has to grow like an eitz. It's not a problem, it's not about execution. We took the person, that's what I meant before, we made him so small. We made him tiny. We made him tiny because we look at that last surface scratch, you know, the surface scratch. We look at that last surface. That's what we look at. That's everything else. That's what we pay attention to. We do our void also. That's what we pay attention to. We want to produce business and business and business and business. And we judge other people. We look at that. When we have money, sometimes I see other people deal with other people. They miss the whole match. They deal with the mamish. They deal with it. The last, don't you realize he has all kinds of things going on? What are you telling him that? Don't you realize he has a whole belt inside of him? You tell him, okay, no, yeah, I have a Yetzer Hara to do this. We'll sit on that one. The person's not a machine. We used to look at the last surface hill of the person. I want to just bring, we're talking about this, just two different Nakudas, bring out this point. I mean, the person's an AIDS. You know, looking at a person, the dimension that he's an AIDS, as opposed to looking at it as a robot or as a computer. It's a musik of people write Sfarim, Sefer. So Kehelis talks about writing a Sefer. And it's mashma that there's a certain machina that people can make Sfarim bad. Kehelis was talking about the Havalim of the Vein. Havalim of the Vein, and he says, so is Sfarim in case. It's a musik of people making Sfarim in case. So I want to give a musik about what a Sefer is supposed to be. Well, this one's from Rosh Shapiro. A Sefer. The Lashon Sefer. A Sherish, the word Sefer, all over. Wherever it's referring to. It's the county, or sometimes in the border, or village. It's always bringing a lot of prussian and making it into one. You say the sefer, every single sefer is that it's supposed to be. It could have 150 shtekels. You can talk about 15 mesechus. But it's supposed to be a chut hashani, it's supposed to be a tzah hashava, a briach atichai, that goes through the entire thing. What does that mean? That means, when you read with Chaim Alevi, Chidush Chaim Alevi, yeah, there's 150 shtekels. Over Reb Chaim is speaking in every single one of them. It's a mahalach. The same Reb Chaim that said Azoy in that sugya, he had to say the way he said another sugya. It wasn't punk that came out that way. He had to say it. That was Reb Chaim Alevi. Reb Chaim Alevi. That's like a vaccine from Chaim Alevi. Yeah? He used to be, I don't remember now, if I remember this, that's a famous nice, I don't remember, one of the Gdalim that he used to, when, I think before he gave us, I want to say for, he used to be able to tell him four shtiklach. Four or five shtekel on Memenei on the Sefer, he would tell you what you'd said on the other sugya. Yeah, they could. He would tell you. Today's Sfarim, today the way they make Sfarim, I think, unfortunately, most of the Sfarim, they won't be able to tell you anything. Tell them what they say on five sugyas today. People put out Kutei Sfarim, all kinds of Sfarim, all kinds of different things. That there's nothing in the person. They didn't vax. That Sefer didn't vax out of him. Sefer didn't vax out of him. It's a production. You know, this is a sugya that. Put out a sugya like that. It's a sugya that the sefer never put out. I might as well put out a sefer on that. Oh, I'll get all the weight. I'm not saying there's all kinds of other things. I'm not putting it there. I'm just saying that's not the ikur. The sefer is supposed to come out of the person. Tira, there's a double niflu. You have 150 shtickles in front of you. You see the 150 shtickles, right? So that I tell you, that nakuda, it's all b'chaim. Show me where that is. Show me where do you see it's b'chaim. You see it in each shtickle? It's something that's underneath the lines. It's not there, it's not in each shtickle. The fact that it's all the Chaim Sfita, the Chaim Mahalach. The fact that I'm excited, you read excited also, everything is, where is it? It's not there. Somewhere lower. It's under the Sefer. The Gabbax, the Sefer would come out of it. That's a human being. Today, we are people, we're like, where are the Kutis from? Shita Makubetzis. We have a zillion different things. But a human being, that's. The eights, everything comes out. It's a vax. The vax. It's a sound of shavuot. It's something deeper. There's a sherish. This is totally a different nekuda, but the same idea. We see this idea, this musik that I mentioned in eights. It's a rashi. Everyone knows this excuse. Everyone learned this rashi. No one didn't see this rashi. We're going to think of the shtel in the stone. Rashi, beginning of the parashas mark. Eber told us, Nech, Hishtadik, come here, the race of Rashi, what does it mean, Eber told us, Nech? Rashi, second chat says, that's his nice and tight, equal to the same shell, Tzadikim, nice and tight. So what else does? It's a very nice chat, say that it's referring to my name, but why does the Chazal, I don't know if you ever thought of this, why does Chazal ever, why do they call told us? Why nice and tight? Zegt de maat. Masha, en het goed ikker tobes. En Masha, ha meisem teugem ikker tobes. Ik zeg, immu tzadik ki toiv, ki prima leen er geel. Dat is de posse, het is ook in de kedusha. Dat de meisem teugem, maar tzadik kool peris. Sha meisem heen pri, sha moilid ha'adam. The person gives birth to, it's not a melitza, it's his offspring. A ma'isa toiv is an offspring to a mensch. It's a lady for a mensch. And he says, why is it ikker? Because it's even more than a child. A child, a son or a daughter. The Gemara says that a kodesh ba'os a shutif in it. So it's not totally yours. A kodesh ba'os a shutif in the child. A ma'isa toiv is totally yours. It's ikker to listen. Do we ever do a ma'isa toiv that way? A ma'isa toiv, a mitzvah. We ever do that way? It's a told of us. We decide to do the mitzvah. What does that mean? Person, 5 days of sukkahs, starts thinking, I have to pick up a woman. Starts thinking about it. The thought is the conception. He starts thinking about it. He sits in his house, sits in the horse in his head, and lays for 5 days. He looks up chazals. It connects to him. And what comes out, the maisa that comes out of it, is my baby. It's my baby. It's my zach. It's my zach. It comes out of my mitzias. That's what you're supposed to do, a maisa toiv. A mitzvah, a maisa toiv, a maisa chesed. We don't do that. We don't do that. We don't come out of us. It's in sevens. We don't think about it. It doesn't come out of us. And even people who don't think out of it, a big adam gadol, that's his mitzias. He's always, everything is vaccinated from within. Everything relaxes from the phone. One time thought of Peter's morale. Maybe if we do ma'isim, we do mitzvahs the way we take one mahadar mitzvahs. The person wants mahadar mitzvahs. If it's your baby, you want to be mahadar, you do hit a mitzvahs. The person has no shaykhs to lulav, he picks up lulav, he just starts doing it. If it be your zach, it be your, it's my rabbi, it's my baby, it's my zach. We might tell the person wants mahadar. This is a whole different cook on a mensch. So getting back to where we started from. So anyway, but this is the way we do avodah. I always talk about divrius eris. Divrius eris, as opposed to avodah samusa. Divrius eris never deals with this nekuda of the garen. The garen of the person that's planting his lab and his das. It never deals with it. What it deals with is it deals with the surface of a person. It could give a shake in the garen. It could give a shake in the person. It doesn't directly deal with the garen. The person gives shoes and talks about it, frightens the person. I'm not saying it's not needed, but there's nothing to do with avoida. It's not avoida. You're not working on anything. Okay, I didn't want tonight's not dumb. I didn't want to get into application. We wanted to show, as I mentioned, Chazal, we see a person's needs. There's a whole new dimension of person. We have to know Aleph. We don't live with this. We're not in touch with this chilek of a mensch, of ourselves and other people. Right? We only concentrate on the last chilek, like a ritzir I gave with the father. We only interested in pashut and execution. So in Mela, when we want to work on something, we only concentrate on that. So finally, it lasts for 5 days. It lasts a lot. You don't mix the shmoneh esay. The shmuz that makes your next shmoneh esay better, that's a shmuz. It's almost book forget. I'm not saying it can't make the next shmoneh esay better, but if it's only going to make, if it's aimed, if the whole shmuz only talked about making the next shmoneh esay better, that's not what the person is. The person's not a machine. He's not a machine. If he has a reason why the shmoneh esay is not good, he's got to deal with it. He's got to go down deep into the chilek of the eitz, the garen. He's got to do things. So we're going to speak about it. Rather, that's one of the things to speak about. There's going to be a blend of avoido with ma'isim. Rather, you have to do ma'isim. It's not enough just to stay in the luft. After we have to see how to ma'isim machal effect. Right? But this is what we wanted to see. Listen, I didn't feel this. That's a chat. There's no chinuches. This is the pirush mamash. This is the pirush of chinuch. Because I asked, what's chinuch? Chinuch. You're working on something now that Rashi says is going to be machnas you later. Where is that? Terence says that's inside the person. And the surface of the person deals with now, deals with the present. That's not chinuch. Anytime you're dealing with the present, it's not chinuch. It's not chinuch. When a person says, the person's having problems and issues with internet, he says it's usher to have internet, that's not chinuch. It could be it's very necessary, that's not chinuch. Let's just make sure you're not going to have a mitzvah between your house and internet. There's nothing to do with chinuch. It's taking care of the problem right now. Chinuch is dealing with chelik of a mensch, like we said, like an elon, that is being planted now, that's the parents are going to be later. It's a long process. But that's what chinuch is. I want a little bit of that water, but this is the noise that we want to deal with as Hashem. I'm sure deal with many, hopefully many different sukkahs. This is like Dhamma of concentrating on the maids who mention the ace. Smicha, so other man has to be tzimeh. This is the proper way to be nigash of it. If you start changing our mabat, that's the alabase. Alabase is the change of mabat, and those are the best mentions.